that kind of friend of ours, she pulled him off and hit him with a stick of wood. Knocked him out.
You fought well, huh?
We had a couple of girls, Amber girls. We got along, but once in a while going home, we went the same road. We'd get in a fuss, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had a broom handle. And I'd get in a fight with the biggest one, so I threw this broom at her, and she jumped. And she jumped high enough up. The broom hit the other girl in the stomach, and she doubled her all up. Mm-hmm. Well, if she hadn't jumped, it wouldn't hit the other girl. It hit her, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, then I never even stopped to pick out up the broomstick. I beat it for home. But the next day was all made up then.
Yeah, it's interesting your children can make up so quickly. It's a good thing, too, I think.
They was big old heavy girls. We nicknamed, we called one Polecat Dick and the other Six Shooter Major. They all had nicknames for everybody.
In your early house, how tall was your ceiling?
Oh, about like it is now, hard as high.
Uh-huh. About what would that be?
Huh?
About what would that
about
be?
About 7 or 8 feet.
Uh-huh.
If you had an upstairs, your lower ceiling would be lower, generally, you know, but uh-huh. We never had no upstairs house.
Uh-huh. And let's see, let me ask you some numbers here. This is...
1, 2, 4, 3, 5... 7, 6, 8, 9, 10.
And how many in a dozen?
12.
And subtract one?
Huh?
Subtract one?
11.
And a dozen and one more?
Well, we call that a baker's dozen, but it'd be 13.
You don't get a baker's dozen anymore.
No, we don't get
a baker's dozen. Well, I remember when I was a kid, a good old baker's dozen. I see, one more to that?
Huh?
Add one to that? Baker's dozen and one?
It'd be a dozen and one.
13 and one.
Well, we never went counted anything more than that.
Mm-hmm. And 10 and 10?
That's 20, of course.
And add 7 to that?
27. I used to be quite a mathematic. I was better than that when I was in college than anything. I taught, even taught it.
Oh, let's see, 27 and 3?
Huh?
27 and 3?
It'd be 30. Well, let me tell you, when I was buying grain, I'd weigh a load of wheat, and when I come back and weigh the wagon back, I could tell a man before figuring it out how many bushels it was and what it's worth.
Hmm. That's a good thing to have.
So that took pretty good mathematics in your head.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, did we get to 30?
Yeah.
And then add 10?
That'd be 40.
Add 4?
44.
And was that a common caliber in a rifle?
Huh?
44? Was that
yeah.
Common
yeah.
rifle in those
yeah,
days?
Yeah, well, mostly and a pistol six-shooter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The old 44, you know, that's quite a, had quite a reputation.
Yeah, a real knuckle buster.
Yeah.
Let's see, 50 and 20?
70.
And add 30 to that?
That'd be 100.
And 10 hundreds?
Huh?
10 hundreds?
Well, 10 hundred would be 1,000.
Uh-huh.
Now you're going to get me caught up pretty soon. You know, I had a young man come out here, and I bought his home for him, you know, and he's paying me off. And he owed me $120, or I mean 12 months. He owed me 12 months back yet, $10 a month, you know. And he called me Uncle Charlie, said, Uncle Charlie, I owe you $100. No, I says, Frank, I said, it's $120. Well, I said, I just owe you 1 year.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had an awful time convinced him when he found out it made him feel so cheap, you know.
Yeah.
He thought a year would be $100, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, $120, $12 or $10 a month.
Yeah, it was not his honesty, but his mathematics. If we have a roll of things, we'd say that this is the.
You know, we keep a book account, don't you?